Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. And we'd like to say good morning to you and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we pray that everybody had an awesome evening, amen, an awesome weekend. And we have entered into a brand new day that the Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great. And our God's name is greatly to be praised. Looking forward to this day and looking forward to this week. Amen. Because it's the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our sight. Amen. When we look in the book, I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And it is my pleasure to serve. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Please enjoy the services on today. Amen. When we look in the book of Daniel, beloved, amen. Amen. We see that Daniel, amen, had quite a history, and we'll be talking about him for the next couple of days. Amen. Glory be to God. Belshazzar had ruled Babylon after Nebuchadnezzar. And Daniel, when we read in the fifth chapter of Daniel, tells of his encounter with God's message written on a wall. Daniel, who was summoned to interpret the message, he had predicted Babylon's fall to the Persians and the Medes. Now, this prediction came true just the way Daniel said it, amen, because Daniel had heard from God. And whenever we hear from God, beloved, amen, it's always truth, because he is the truth, amen. He knows everything, and he's incapable of lying. Amen. And it came true, and not very long, that very same night, amen, the prediction came true, just as Daniel had called it. And Darius, the Mede, amen, he had conquered the Babylonian empire. Now, Daniel, because of this situation, amen, that took place that night, Daniel became one of Darius's most trusted advisors. Whenever Darius wanted to know something, whenever he needed advice on anything, Daniel was the first person that he called. Now, this made put him in a very privileged position, Daniel. And because of his promotion, because of his favor with the king, beloved, it angered the other administrators. They became jealous of Daniel. See, they didn't like Daniel because Daniel was living in favor, walking in favor, see. And because of that, they plotted his death by convincing the king to outlaw prayer to God, fight of the law. But, beloved, we know the story. Amen. If you don't know the story, I tell you, amen, that Daniel continued to pray, amen, to his sovereign Lord. He did not stop praying because pressure was put on him. Amen. He did what was in his heart to do, and he did, amen, what he knew, amen, would please the Lord. But as a result, he was condemned to die in a den of lions. Beloved, again, amen, God intervened for Daniel, saving him by shutting the mouths, amen, of the lions. Hallelujah. Daniel, amen, was in a bad situation. Daniel was in what appeared to be a bad situation. Daniel, amen, was in the bottom of the den. He was all the way down there. He wasn't down there by himself. He was down there with lions. Amen. The lions were not caged in. The lions were loose to roam. The lions, no doubt, was hungry. And Daniel was there. Daniel was their company, amen, for that night, not because Daniel had did something wrong, beloved, but because, amen, Daniel did something that was right, because Daniel put God first. because Daniel had a prayer life, because Daniel, amen, was obedient to the Lord. Beloved, the Bible tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, when we look, amen, in chapter number 6, amen, and the book of Daniel, amen, and the 17th verse, it tells us that a stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. And at the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, as your God, whom you serve continually, has your God been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "King, live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lion. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty." The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he trusted in his God. At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to all the nations and peoples of every language in all the earth, "May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So, beloved, amen. Glory be to God. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. The blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. It hurt the king's heart to put one of his favorite men, amen, in such a predicament. It hurt the king's heart, amen, to serve the death sentence, amen, on one of his favorite men, amen. But beloved, amen, Daniel was set up, amen. People had come against him, amen. When you prosper, beloved, you can expect jealousy, amen, from people, the low life thinking people, people that think low, amen, don't plan on changing, amen, and hate you, because it looks like you're going somewhere. Glory be to God. Look like, amen, things are going to happen for you. And people become jealous. Amen. They want it, but don't want to do nothing to get it. And see you getting it. Don't want to help you. Amen. But just want to take you down. Beloved, amen. And God allowed it to happen. Beloved, we see that God allowed it to happen in Joseph's life. Amen. With his brothers, when they threw him in the pit. But glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah, it even happened in Jesus' life, amen, when Judas betrayed our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Oh, yes, Father, beloved, amen, hallelujah, afflictions will come, troubles will come, and guess what? This is all the trouble that God allows. He allows it because God has a purpose in it. When God allows you to go through something, beloved, hey, just accept whatever God allows. Because God has a purpose in it, and we know that all things work together for good for those who are called by God. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. Even in a bad situation, beloved, amen, we are encouraged, amen, to, hallelujah, to look for the good, even in a bad situation. And this is what Daniel did. Hallelujah. Beloved, Daniel went down in that den, and the next morning, glory be to God, several hours later, amen, the king was there at the break of dawn, amen, to check on this man because he knew that it was wrong, amen, what had went down with him, and he was partly responsible. Glory be to God. But Daniel said, my God, seal the mouth of the lions, the hungry lions. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that God will seal the mouths of the hungry lion. God will seal the mouths of the soothsayer. Hallelujah. The witch and the warlock. God will seal the mouths of your enemies. God will seal the mouths of those who come against you one way. God said they will flee seven ways. God will seal the mouths. Glory be to God. Of those whose heart is not right against you. God said he will be a friend to your friends and an enemy to your enemies. God said he will seal the mouths. And not only did God seal the mouths, there was no wound on Daniel. He wasn't scratched. I believe that Daniel was down there using the lion for a pillar. Amen. As he rested and waited for God to move in his behalf. I don't think that Daniel was down there crying. I don't think he was. He might have wondered how he got there. Hallelujah, because all he did was have a prayer life. His heart was right. Amen. He might have wondered how he got there, but I don't think he was down there crying. I think he was down there resting in the Lord and waiting for God to move. Beloved, when you walk right with God, you can just wait on God to move. Glory be to God. Isaiah, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the 40th chapter, hallelujah, of Isaiah, beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. The Bible tells us to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait on him. Hallelujah. Even in the bad situation, wait on him. Things are not working. Don't look like they're working in your favor. Wait on him. Wait on the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because it tells us, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. And that's exactly what happened in Daniel's life. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning to let you know that our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And beloved, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that when Daniel was brought out of the den, his enemies went in. Glory be to God. Verse number 24 said, at the king's commands, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den. And not only were they thrown in, their wives were thrown in, their children were thrown in, and before they reached the bottom of the floor, the lions had took a hold of them. Beloved, we saw last week, hallelujah, how Nabal, God killed Nabal and Abigail's husband. Hallelujah. And now we see here how God, amen, killed, amen, Daniel's enemies. The king didn't kill them. God killed them. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you something. Now, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, beloved. Hallelujah. We go through sometimes, hallelujah, bad things, what appear to be bad happen sometimes, but I'm just coming this morning to encourage you to keep looking up. Keep looking up and give God some praise. Even in the lion's den, he was praising God. Praise God. In all things, praise him. Hallelujah. In all things, beloved. Hallelujah, because God is working in your favor. God is working in your favor, beloved. Daniel went all the way down to the lion's den to go all the way up when he came out. And the scripture ends in verse number 28, and it says, so Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel prospered.
Daniel prospered, beloved. When his enemies thought he was dead, God was setting Daniel up for a promotion. When Daniel's enemies thought they got him, when that jealousy and that rage and that vengeance in their heart was so overwhelming, they thought, I'm sure they went home drinking their beers, smoking their recreational marijuana, amen, puffing on their cigars, amen, whatever they do and whatever they did, laughing and said, we got them now. And guess what? Guess who got caught? Glory be to God. He who laughs, laughs last. God is in heaven laughing, beloved. It's a setup for you to go up. You hear what I'm saying? Joseph went down in that pit. It was a setup for him to go up. Jesus went down in the grave, betrayed by Judas. Beloved, it was a setup for him to go up. I come to tell you, whatever you're encountering today, whatever you're in the midst of today, whatever is challenging you today, I'm coming to tell you it is a setup for you to go up. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you this morning to keep looking up. Keep looking up. Hallelujah. When things look bad, keep looking up, knowing that God is working in your favor. Hallelujah. God is setting the stage for your promotion. Psalms 91 makes it real plain. Beloved, God said when you've been through a little something, God will come in with the wings of an eagle. He will swoop you up. He will rescue you. He will bring you out of the fiery furnace. He'll bring you out of the flood. He's going to bring you out. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then he promotes you. And then he promotes you, beloved. Hallelujah. No pain, no gain. No pressing, no blessing. And God said, I'm going to do it. And everybody going to know that I did it. Everybody going to know. Hallelujah. Everybody knew that God was on Joseph's side. Everybody knew that God was on Daniel, on David's side. David had to run for 13 years from Saul. Huh? Glory. Everybody knew that God was on Moses' side. Everybody knew that God was on Paul's side. Everybody knew that God was on Jesus' side. And I come to tell you right now that everybody going to know that the Lord is on your side. Amen. And if God be for you, and if God be for you, amen, who can be against you? Amen. Beloved, God has a purpose. God has a purpose. And when life becomes chess, watch God checkmate. He is intentional. He always wins. And if you are walking with him, guess what? You win too. Amen and amen. Hold on, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When things get bad, look up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I will look up to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And then praise him. Don't forget to praise him. Don't forget to praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him when the sun go down. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him. God is worthy of the praise. Give God some advanced praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You don't have to wait until the battle is over. You don't have to wait. Hallelujah, my God. Give God some praise on credit. Hallelujah, because God's going to move in your behalf. He will never fail you. Hallelujah. He will never fail you. Daniel didn't lose. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't lose. Hallelujah. Moses didn't lose. Elijah didn't lose. There's no losers on the in the Lord's camp. There is no losers. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. God is the majority all by himself, beloved. All you got to do is walk with him. Walk with him. Walk with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if he do, if he don't, hallelujah, as Mordecai said, if he do, if he don't, hallelujah, I will not change my mind. Hallelujah. God has a purpose. God has a purpose. Look for the purpose, beloved. Hallelujah. You're in a bad place. Look for the purpose. You're in a situation that's in favor. Don't look favorable. Look for the purpose. You're in the lion's den. Look for the purpose. Oh, glory be to God. There is a purpose. Hallelujah. Jesus looked like he was in a bad place when he went down in the grave. Oh, but there was a purpose. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you something. When you walk with God, you win, even when it looked like you're losing. Hallelujah. Satan wins. Say, we win and Satan lose. We win and Satan lose. We win and Satan lose. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged and look for the good, even in a bad situation, and praise them, and praise them. Let everything that had breath, let everything that had breath, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. If you're breathing, you owe God a praise. If you're in the lion's den, going down in the lion's den, you owe God a praise. If you're coming up out of the lion's den, you owe God a praise. If you're on a coffee break, you owe God a praise. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and the organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we thank you this morning for the word of God. As it has gone forth on today, we thank you, Father God, for encouraging our hearts to know that you have a purpose in everything. Father God, you can take a bad only you can take a bad situation and make it a good situation. Only you can take a lion's den experience, Father God, and bring promotion out of it. Only you can bring a fiery furnace situation, Father God, and bring glory out of it. Oh, Father God, only you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we say thank you that we do not fear. We will not, because we know you got us. And we know that there's a purpose, Father God, and whatever we are, whatever we are in, and therefore we will accept whatever you allow, because we know we're coming out. We're coming out, and we're coming out all right. Thank you, Father, because there is no failure. Hallelujah. You will not fail us. You walk with us. You talk with us. And you tell us that we belong to you. And you are a good Father. And we say thank you. And we say thank you for your purposes. We say thank you, God. Hallelujah. That we win when it looked like we lose it. We still win. Because we're walking with the winner. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for the word of God as it has come forth on today. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Amen, hallelujah. We're looking forward to this week. Amen, hallelujah. If the Lord tarry, amen. If not, we're just going to take it one day at a time, just one day at a time. Amen, looking forward to this day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. And we are rejoicing and glad in it. Okay, amen. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and back at 9. Amen. Come on and meet us at the altar of prayer. Call in with your prayer requests. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray for you, pray with you. Amen. And if two or three touch and agree on anything in Jesus' name, we can consider it done. One can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10. Amen. And so that's our agenda for today, and we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, we pray that you have enjoyed the services on today. Amen, and keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen, hallelujah. Giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen, seeking him first. Amen, all of our services, amen, are archived. Amen. Hallelujah. In our inventory at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. And to God be praise, glory, and to God be all the honor. All right. Amen. Enjoy the liquid sunshine coming down over here on the East Coast. We don't know what it's doing in your part of the region. Amen. But we thank God for the liquid sunshine coming down
on our end. Amen. Glory. Go outside and get wet today. Amen. Get wet on purpose. Amen. And feel the rain. Hallelujah. Thank God for the rain. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That rain represents your blessings. Amen. Showers of blessings. And the latter shall be greater. Amen. And amen. We want to pray that everybody have a good day, a glorious day, a victorious day, a mighty day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. And we thank you for canceling every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan, Father God, has devised to come up against us and our families today as we stand on your promises to decree and declare it cannot, it will not stand. Glory be to God. And the same way Daniel prospered out of that lion's den, the same way Joseph prospered out of the pit, the same way David prospered after taking down Goliath, the same way, hallelujah, Jesus prospered after his death and resurrection. Oh, Father God, we say thank you for the abundant life. We say thank you for the abundant life, Father. Hallelujah. And your anointing upon us to prosper. Hallelujah. Even in a bad situation, Father God, we say thank you that we always come out on top. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody have an awesome, glorious, victorious day. Amen. In Jesus' name.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all.